I think, maybe have perceived before. I'm talking about the coming months. I'm talking about this coming year. We are going to understand. But guess what? We have the victory. We know we have the victory. And our King sits above all rule and authority. He's up there laughing at it. He sits in the heavens and laughs when the nations say, we're going to do away with him. But casting out demons and spiritual warfare is going to become a major, crucial emphasis. Get a head start. Get a head start. Now, I said I'm going to tell you some weird things. I live in a weird world about half the time. And that's one of the best parts of my life. There's good weird and bad weird. You know that? But even the good weird is weird. And it's been getting a lot more weird lately. You know, I did go through a period of 7 years recently where I had very little prophetic revelation. It's because I was in pursuit of something. I asked the Lord for the sons of Issachar anointing. He said, okay, you can receive it, but you're going to have to get it the way Issachar did. And you know, when Jacob prayed over his son Issachar, some wrongly say Issachar, but it's Issachar for me. But if you wondered who I was talking about, but Jacob prophesied over his son Issachar that he was a strong donkey, and that when he saw that the fields were good and pleasant, he bowed his shoulder to bear burdens and became a slave at forced labor. Now, that's what the Lord said. He said, okay, if you want this, you're going to have to get it the way he get it. You're going to have to become a slave. You're going to have to do things nobody else wants to do. Now, I was living, you know, you just can't believe the place we lived in, on top of a mountain. I mean, it was like heaven. I really thought every day I'm going to be penalized in heaven because I've got it so good here. I was having all these revelations and experiences and visitations. I mean, it was what I dreamed about. And then I had to go through 7 years of almost none of that. I had to move down off the mountain, come here. You guys, you know, this place is, it's okay now. I mean, it's getting better all the time, but it's pretty good. You can't believe what it was like when we took this place over. It was unimaginable. We got it so cheap because nobody thought it could be restored. They thought we'd have to tear it down and just start again on the dirt. It was hard work. Then he said, you got to take people nobody else wants to take and get them restored. You got to, I mean, it was just that. And I was getting almost no prophetic revelation. I didn't tell anyone until last year because nobody would have invited me to speak to their church or anything else if they knew how dry I was prophetically. Anyway, it was just hard work. When that 7 years was up last year, I started having greater revelation than I think I've ever had. Greater experiences. And I just finished a book, the next one in that Final Quest genre that I think is, I like it anyway, I hope you do. But I've been writing about it also in the Morning Star Journal, parts of it in the Morning Star Journal. The book has a lot more in it. The experiences I've started getting, I've had multiple encounters with Elijah. Now, I don't know if it's the real Elijah or just a prophetic experience, but it seems that this is the real guy. I don't know. You know, Paul said that in some of his experience. I don't know if I was in the body or out. I don't understand. I don't know if it's the real guy or whatever. But he kept telling me I had to meet Enoch. He said those two were kept alive so that they would not see death because they had a special ministry to prepare the last day ministry that we are now in. We are well into. And he kept telling me I had to meet Enoch. And anyway, I've been writing about those experiences, and I included them in that book. But I want to tell you about one that was one of the most challenging I've had in years. I went for almost a year. I don't know how many times. I'd say 6 or 7 times I had encounters with Elijah. I have a friend now who started tuning in on those. He would call me and tell me right after I'd had an encounter and tell me about it. Only Bob Jones, the only one ever done that for me before. But these are pretty serious. This is the real thing. Whether these are prophetic experiences or not, I know the message is real. I know, you know, Elijah is coming to restore all things, and he's coming to restore the hearts of the fathers to the children to the fathers. And I'm not the only one having these experiences either. One of the most challenging things was when I finally met Enoch. And I knew right away when I met him, this is him. This is Enoch. But he was the happiest person I've ever met in my life. And I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what I was expecting, but I didn't expect that. I've never seen such joy. And it was so infectious. Now, of course, in the Lord's presence is the fullness of joy. He walked with God. I should have known. But this is what challenged me. I mean, I had a whole encounter. Enoch gave me something and gave me a new commission, as a matter of fact. But there was, I shouldn't say this, he recognized a commission I already had. But anyway, right after that, I was so touched. You know, this is the most compelling person. I just never wanted to leave him. He was so happy. And right after that, I run into Elijah again. And he said, "What did you think?" I'm thinking, and I'd said it. You know, in prophetic experience, you can be just as stupid as you are here. You know? But I just said, you know, you've been in heaven all this time. Why aren't you as happy as Enoch was? Why aren't you as happy as him? Because Elijah's kind of, you know, serious. You know what he said to me? He said, "I could have been, and I should have been." He said, "But you are establishing on this earth, in this life, who you are going to be forever." He said, "Enoch lived in some of the darkest times there have ever been on the earth." I hadn't even thought about that. He lived during the time of the Nephilim and all this terrible evil. And yet, he got so close to God. He was so focused on God, he just got happier and happier and happier. He got it the way we're going to get it. And Elijah's saying, "I could have done that. My times were dark." I mean, Elijah lived in some of the darkest times in Israel's history. Had to face Jezebel and Ahab and all the false prophets. I mean, just all the evil that was in his time. He said, "I could have been just as full of joy as Enoch. But I start focusing on the evil around me instead of getting closer and closer to God. And focusing on him." Now this is a challenge, and this is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge when we're casting out demons every day, coming face to face with principalities and stuff like that, that in the midst of this, we're supposed to be getting happier and happier and happier. Enoch really has something to impart. He walked with God. And there's something of walking with him. This joy that I talked about where they're going to say we're retarded, you're not even going to care what they say. You're not going to care what anybody says, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when you have the joy of the Lord, when you're walking with God, you don't care what any people think. You only care what he thinks. You care for people, you love people, and we're going to grow in our love for God and for people. But it starts with righteousness. Listen, Jesus is our righteousness, but it also means if he is our righteousness, we've got to understand that, you know, we partake of him. We don't go on sinning willfully as we are warned, but we do what is right in the sight of the Lord. This is not, God's grace is not perpetual forgiveness for irresponsibility and sin. There are certain consequences, as we're told in Romans and throughout the New Testament, and especially in the book of Revelation, if we go on living that way and living and doing the things that caused him to have to go to the cross in the first place, and is also what he's coming back to judge the earth over.